Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I love this woman. It was so fascinating to experience how Kersha thinks. But let's move on from my enthusiasm and drill down on how she leveraged the success of the embassy into creating a strong, vibrant ecosystem. First off, she became known for that studio. This was huge brand awareness for her. As mentioned in the blog post, it created access for kids that didn't have it, and it tapped into their biggest dreams. So, of course, she kept it going after the initial phase. So ask yourself, is there a project out there that you could be known for? This awareness can be a gateway for all sorts of things later on. Second, every project played a role in the other projects. For example, when she established the school based on what the kids wanted to learn, who fed the students? You guessed it, the food from the garden. And who cooked the food? Yep, those who wanted to learn the restaurant business. For the studio, who manned the control boards? You got it, the kids who wanted to be the engineers. By creating support roles for every project, Kersha created an ecosystem because everything fit together. You know, many of us have success in something and then move on to the next thing. We get bored, whatever. Instead, let's figure out how that next thing can be supported by our previous project. If we do that, we have compounded our efforts. We can create an ecosystem where there are many ways to engage. We create a strong community. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.